MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
Chatting with Orchid Janssen van Rensburg, CEO at Motus. We had results for the year end. June revenue off 1%, HEPS up 5%, dividend up 6%. Orchid, appreciate the time today. A strong second half, a better sales, margins recovering, operational efficiencies after what was a tough, a subdued first half. This really was a much better performance for the second part.
Yes, I must say that we are quite pleased with the numbers, how it finally played out. I think it was a tough first half, and I think the second half certainly played out better. I think from a volume and a margin perspective, we were able to achieve what we set out to do. It did take a bit of heavy lifting, but quite pleased with where we ended, even though the operating profit is in line with prior year. I think we did come off a fairly high base, so that was, a good result. But then what was more pleasing was also that our interest line obviously reduced by 13%,
and
which gave us a nice headline earnings per share up of over 5%.
Absolutely. And the debt looking a whole lot better. I want to touch on local vehicle sales. We got more data for August, best level since October, 2019. Vehicle sales definitely improving. Is there a sort of a direct correlation that I could say, well, vehicle sales are better, Motus must be benefiting to a degree?
Yes, it certainly plays in our favor if vehicle sales and volumes are also, you know, as robust as it is at the moment. I think we like to think that we are more than just the vehicle side, sure. But it certainly does play a part of our results as well. So for the 12 months, new vehicle sales were up in units 8%, and then pre-owned was up 2%. So both of those certainly contributed to our, you know, higher profitability in the end. But I think what has helped us also gaining that momentum in the second half, as you've just said, now it still continues into July and August. So we are seeing a better, you know, economic environment when it comes towards vehicle sales, even though the overall economy doesn't seem to be doing that well.
Yeah, I want to touch on the non-vehicle part in a moment, but are we seeing sort of customers shopping down, maybe within the brand? In other words, maybe a less spec'd out model, maybe going to a cheaper brand? I mean, the consumer is in a better space than a year ago, but as we keep on saying, it's still tough out there.
Yes, I think our consumers are still looking for mobility solutions. So whatever they buy, they're trying to find value for money. What has played in their favor is that there's been very little from a price perspective that's moved. So you're pretty much paying the same price this year as you paid last year. On top of that, of course, the interest has also come down. So the interest rate coming down certainly assisted them. But what you have seen is that there's still a continued, you know, down trading, if you can call it that, into more entry level, less spec vehicles. And that's why the volumes are actually higher, you know, the increase year on year than what the revenue in rands were. So you can see that there has been some trading down still taking place.
The other point, and you mentioned it in the results, so people are keeping their cars for longer. Partly that's because cars just seem to last forever these days, and partly because of the economy out there. Does this benefit sort of the aftermarket part of business?
Yeah, so aftermarket part business certainly benefits from people, you know, keeping vehicles for longer. I think good quality vehicles, you know, being sold these days also assist in people being able to keep it for longer as well. And it certainly has helped our volumes, but also in the end, our margins for those aftermarket parts. We've also been able to access other parts of the market, which wasn't, you know, that clear to us before, maybe in the more informal settlements. And that's where we've also seen some volume growth taking place. So quite excited about that part of the business. And that's just an essay. And of course, we also had a, you know, good run on our aftermarket parts business internationally.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make the point that South Africa is, what, 56% revenue and 65% of EBITDA. There's a significant offshore. In terms of Motus being more than just a vehicle, you mentioned that in the results, you've got 55% non-vehicle contribution to EBITDA. What is the chunk there? I was surprised to see that number so big.
Yeah, it gets bigger all the time. I suppose the one area is around workshops, so people tend to miss that completely. But obviously, the servicing of vehicles is a very important part of our business. Then we got mobility solutions, which is the, you know, the service and maintenance plans, warranty products that you sell to customers, as well as insurance and the like. And then, of course, the other one is this aftermarket parts and car rental. Those would be the sort of biggest elements of that. But the aftermarket parts business is becoming quite sizable in our space now.
You mentioned rental. It's been, I mean, we can go back to the pandemic 5.5 years ago. The rental market seems to have been in all sorts of stages of flux. How is the rental industry and particularly your brands?
So the rental industry, I think, is still alive and well. I think we've seen the tourism still being quite good. I think inbound specifically into sort of Cape Town has been quite buoyant as well. So we're certainly taking advantage of that. There has been a structural shift in corporate and government sort of rentals, a lot lower than pre the pandemic. I think behavior has changed there, but we've also suitably adjusted to that. And where we have seen the growth in the car rental, it'll be more in leisure and inbound traveling. I think Iran, it's probably not that great. It's fairly cheap for someone to come and have a nice holiday in Cape Town.
Yeah, I had good friends who come out here and rent cars they could never afford in their home country because of the rand strength. I mentioned that, 35% of EBITDA is now, of course, offshore. Australia, UK, how have those markets been? UK, I imagine, must be tough.
Yes, the UK market, very challenging at the moment. I think that's where our aftermarket parts business is probably doing better than our retail business there because of your consumers hanging onto their vehicles for a bit longer as well. Now, we certainly have seen that market being quite soft in the last while, but I suppose it's a big economy, still lots of wealth there.
Yeah.
To say the market is tough and then they still sell more than 2 million vehicles a year. I think similarly to Australia as well, there we've seen consumers also, you know, quite conservative in their spending patterns, and we have seen a big drive towards pre-owned there as well. Not so much into new, but it's a business that's also performing quite well for us. Washes its own face and being able to grow year on year. So we're quite comfortable with being there in that country as well.
Yeah, and 2 million cars, that puts it in perspective. What, population about the same as ours, but that's about 3x the vehicle sales. Tough is relative, I suppose. Åke Jensen van Rensburg, CEO, Motus, appreciate the time.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.